congressional report on sexual misconduct at the Air Force Academy says the military leaders of the school going back a decade should be held accountable for incidents of rape and sexual assault reported there. Independent investigators appointed by Congress heard from victims, checked out the reports, and released their findings on Capitol Hill yesterday afternoon. Though the investigating panel was critical of the school and the Air Force in general, some victims' advocates say the ultimate report lacks teeth. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
142 cadets say they were raped or otherwise sexually assaulted at the Air Force Academy over the past decade. Many, like this young woman who wanted to remain anonymous, say there are dozens more who have not reported the assaults.
There were several women that approached me and said, you know, the same kind of thing happened to me when, you know, previously in my cadet career, and if you ever want to talk about it, feel free to come to me. And that kind of opened up to me a whole little underground network of women who were being assaulted.
Many victims who did go to the Academy's superiors say their cases were ignored until earlier this year when several waves of allegations caught the attention of the media and of Congress. Congress appointed 7 civilian and military retirees to run a 3-month investigation of the allegations. The panel's report, released yesterday, documents a culture at the Air Force Academy in which sexual assault was officially condemned but tolerated in practice. Former Congresswoman Tilly Fowler, a Florida Republican, chaired the panel.
This panel has chronicled this crisis and the failures of leadership to effectively and aggressively respond. The warning signs were there, but went unnoticed or were ignored.
Another panel member, Laura Miller, a social scientist at the RAND Corporation, says women who reported being raped could face shaming retribution from their classmates. In one case, Miller said this shaming took a life-threatening form.
Other cadets blocking her in her room through her door and throwing items that were on fire underneath the door. And she was on a higher level of a dorm floor. If the room had caught on fire, she wouldn't have been able to escape.
The panel concluded that the leaders of the Air Force Academy should have known about incidents like this and should have acted immediately to halt them. In its report yesterday, the panel recommended 21 changes in the Academy's accountability policy, command structure, and response to allegations of assault. The panel's top recommendation was that the Inspector General for the Department of Defense thoroughly review the leadership of the school over the last 10 years. The panel said former heads of the Academy should be investigated for misconduct and have results of the review added to their military personnel files, even if they've already retired. But Dorothy Mackey says that's not enough. Mackey is the head of STAMP, or Survivors Take Action Against Abuse by Military Personnel.
When you're talking about accountability, they didn't really even consider or use the word criminal violations by failure of leadership. That really is kind of a sign for any of us who've been in the military that there really is no consideration of holding people accountable.
Mackey said the panel's report sounded appropriately critical, but was ultimately toothless in terms of holding Air Force Academy leadership accountable for the dozens of rapes and sexual assaults that occurred under their tenure. Mackey also wants the panel to look farther back than the last decade, citing the recent sexual abuse scandal in the Catholic Church.
Justice Department is going back 50 years to hold some of these Catholic priests responsible for sexual assault of these children. The Air Force should do the same thing. I've got cadets who've called me going back 20, 25 years of sexual assault, and we don't even know where the rapists are.
Mackey says many victims she works with see perpetrators of sexual assault still serving in the armed forces, some with successful careers. The panel investigating the allegations gave its report yesterday to Secretary of Defense Donald Rumsfeld and to his deputy Paul Wolfowitz, as well as to the current leaders of the Air Force Academy. Pentagon spokesman Lieutenant Colonel Dewey Ford said, though it will take time for officials to read their report, they're committed to making the Academy safe for all cadets.
The Air Force is committed to ensuring that the culture at the Academy reflects the core values and the high standards we expect from all members of the Air Force.
The panel's report will be the subject of hearings in both the House and Senate Armed Services Committees later this week. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, The Capitol.